Okay. Hello, hello. Welcome. 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 Just get in here. It's time. It started. I might have to turn this heater on because I'm in the depths of my basement lair. All right. We've got one person on. Hello. Welcome. Okay. Commentary. I just got a notification. So here we go. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. Let's just come on in. Come on in. Cozy up. Get yourself a glass of something. This is tea for me. It's the middle of the day, so it's probably all I should be having right now. Hey, hello, Dee Dee from Texas. What's up? The free state of Texas. Freedom. Okay, so we are live on Rumble. That's right. I'm live on Rumble. Hello, Rumble. I don't know if anyone's over there. YouTube. Yes. Hello, Nick. Nick's on YouTube. Shout out. Sharon's on YouTube. And Facebook. We got Dolores, Craig. They're coming in hot. It's coming in hot. It's happening quick. Daryl, Peggy, Becky, Marla. Come on. Get in here. Good morning, afternoon, maybe. I don't know. Washington. Hello, Washington. Caesar. Yes. Oregon's up in the house. Oregon, you guys almost had a win there in Oregon. I mean, something's happening in Oregon. Don't give up hope. Never give up hope. Okay, Pennsylvania, Missouri, New York. You know what's crazy is like some of my biggest following is New York and California. Isn't that crazy? I would think it'd be like, you know, Oklahoma. Or like hard out, like Arkansas, you know, hard red, or, you know, South Dakota. But I got New York, New York, New York, New York. So shout out to New York. The biggest page following followers are in New York. Who would have thunk it? I don't know. And Cali, probably because of the satire, a little acting. Spent quite a while of my life in California. Okay, where do we start? There's some stuff going on. I was beginning to think like, okay, what do I want to say today? Like, let's just kind of cover like some hot topics and, you know, discuss what's going on in the world. And I was like, I don't even know, like, there's so much going on that I don't know, like, where do you start? Like, what do you say? I've been following this whole Balenciaga thing. Unbelievable. And now Nicole Kidman is getting some heat because she's like in the midst of it. She's like, here's my Balenciaga spread. Check it out. Or like on Instagram, people are like, are you kidding me? Like, are you really, really just gonna just keep that up there? Just, you know, I mean, child pedophilia. You're good with that. You know, I mean, unbelievable. The more you dig into the story, it's like a rabbit hole, never ending, spiraling. I keep watching these videos on Twitter of people that have like dived into the story even more. And like every single one of those pictures has like some kind of connotation to child abuse, sex trafficking, like dark, deep, like satanic stuff. Cannibalism, like it's crazy, and you're like, this is nuts. No way is this an accident. Let me tell you this, okay? Like I said earlier, you know, I've done my some time in Hollywood, was in, you know, commercials, horrible independent films, nothing inappropriate, but you know what I'm saying. Like a photo shoot, you don't just like, hey, let's just throw this out there. Like there is a whole process to photo shoots that takes place. Like there's set design that takes place, and they like you draw it up, and then like there's dry run rehearsals on photo shoots, and costume choices, and props, and lighting, like detailed makeup. Everything is like meticulously done, and then the shoot takes place. Okay. And like everyone's on agreement, like before you get on the shoot, like what's going to happen. So it's not like, oh, wait, I didn't know this is the, you know, what's going on. So this idea that like, oh my gosh, it's just an accident. Like, it's just all coincidence. Like, no, this was strategically planned and laid out. And then after the shoot, okay, after all of that, it goes to editors. So then the editors sit down and they're like, okay, they look it over. And they take hours and days to throw out stuff they don't like, to keep stuff they like. All of this takes place. And then it gets published.
So what you're looking at is the published content. God knows what was in like the proofs or some of the stuff that we haven't seen. And then you start to research like a lot, you know, everyone, Balenciaga is like, I don't know what happened. Like stop it. And then this photographer, her name's Lado Volkova. Okay. You look her up, guys. And it's like, woman is dark side of dark, like really scary stuff. And she shoots for like major fashion design labels. And she's tied to all sorts of dark, really, like a lot of her stuff she scraped. I think she deleted her Instagram, but you can research like stuff that's been deleted and you're like, what is going on? And I'll say all of this is also tied to, you know, the guy that didn't hang himself, okay? So it's so dark and it goes so high up. And I just got to trust God that someday it's all going to come out because there are high, powerful people involved in this stuff. And I think like they just got too bold, right? They're just like, we can do whatever we want. We're just going to put it out there and no one's going to notice. And thank God for the people that are like, wait a minute. And then we started to dive and look into it. And it's like unbelievable. The fact that it took Kim Kardashian six days to come out and say something is disgusting in itself. It's just, but this is the elite, man. This is the elite. This is Hollywood. It's so bad. It's so dark. And it's all just a giant stuff I can't say on here is what it is. So there's that going on. And then there's China. If you guys have been following what's going on in China, like it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. They have this zero CO. I can't say the whole word because then they slap that label on you when you say it. But then you continue on. It's VID policy that they've implemented. And people are being like forced to stay in their homes. At one point, I've seen families burning in their homes. Like this is full communism on display here with a full communist regime, the Chinese Communist Party, that is just cracking down horrible on these people. Pray for the people of China, pray for them, just liberation and just strength in this time. It's absolutely horrific to watch what's going on to those people over there. And I mean, I have no words. And what's really stunning to me, to be honest with you, is the lack of outrage from the Democrat Party. I mean, you've got conservatives, Republicans, independents, libertarians, like completely speaking out against this stuff. And then crickets from the left. I mean, they're not saying anything. And that says a lot, right? I think when someone doesn't say anything, it speaks for itself, right? On where they stand. And I'll tell you this, if we did not have the Constitution right now, if we did not have the Constitution in our country, we would look like China. Okay. The Constitution gives us the right to bear arms, free speech, individual liberty, and people across the world do not have that. And I don't think people fully understand. We cannot lose our Constitution. We have to put people in office that support and stand by our Constitution. And we have to have judges that rule according to the Constitution. And it's not a fluid thing. It is what it is. It doesn't need to be changed or, you know, to fit the needs of big government or big corporations that would love to like literally do away with this. So thank God for our Constitution. And it was really, really tested in the last couple of years, guys. And it was violated in the last couple of years. And just now we're starting to get some redemption on it. Some court rulings ruling in our favor for people that proclaimed individual liberty, people that were fired unjustly from their jobs. And just now that's starting to happen, but it was nuts. And that gave us a taste of what people in power want, right? People in power never are like satisfied with the power that they have. They always want more. It's never like, oh, okay, I'm good on my power. No, I don't want any more. They will continue to take and take and take until they have taken everything from you. And it's important to note that Klaus Schwab, villain Klaus Schwab from World Economic Forum. This dude said that China was a wonderful example of how to kind of control their population, right? And I'll tell you, rulers all across our globe love Klaus Schwab. They do what this guy says. It's unbelievable. I don't know what it is about this guy, because like to me, it's just like screams Dr. Evil to me. But people are like, yeah, we will do what you say, Klaus. Klaus, I don't even know whatever his name is. Klaus, it's horrible. But they like obey him. It's bizarre. And then we had Macron a few weeks ago. I don't know if you guys saw this. France dude, president. Is it president or premier? I think it's president. He's like, we need a global order. We need a global order. He said it out loud. And I was like, oh, gosh. Like, okay. So just watch what's happening on the global stage, guys. You just have to really take it in. All the pieces that are in play. What's happening in Iran, the uprisings there. Pray for those people, man. With you 100%. Freedom, democracy, individual liberty. Fight for it. And it just reminds me of what we have here in this country, and to not take it for granted, and to never be silent. Like, we are so privileged to be in this country and to be able to express ourselves freely, even though there's big tech censoring and all of that stuff, which needs to stop immediately. But the fact that I'm not like, there's not people like knocking on my door, carting me away because I'm speaking freely right now. Like, most people cannot do this around the globe. So, like I was saying, there's a lot going on the world stage. There's a lot happening. The fact that the World Economic Forum has said that they like China's model is unbelievable to me. These people do not have, and I dove into China before, way back. I don't know if you guys have been following me for a while. Like, I was doing stuff on the Uyghur Muslims over there, what they've been suffering, the camps that they put people in. I had a woman on that escaped. She was actually in a camp. She escaped to Australia. That's way back on a live I did years ago, but it's real. It's happening over there. And it's unbelievable the corporations that are helping. And the fact that Apple, or if you guys are paying attention to that, shut down AirDrop so the Chinese people cannot communicate with each other. And at the same time, they're threatening to take away Twitter off of their app store. If they do that, it's like a if they do that, it's blatantly obvious that they clearly do not support free speech. And it's clearly obvious they don't support free speech because they're not standing with the people of China. And neither is our current administration, the Biden administration. They're just quiet. They have the right to protest, but you should completely come out swinging hard at Xi Jinping, who is a tyrant, and you should be speaking out against him. And the fact that they're not says so much to me. But we all know that the big guy and who he is and all of that stuff, right? I mean, we can't say it here, but we can. And we know why he's not speaking up, right? And maybe in our next congressional house, when we start with the Republicans taking the majority, we might find out some of the answers that if you're not paying attention, you don't know yet. But if you are paying attention, you do know why Biden is not speaking out. So I'll just leave it there. Okay, I wanted to address this also. The Senate just voted to advance the Respect of Marriage Act. And being a Christian, this is not good for Christians. And I'll tell you why. Because people are like, hey, come on. They codified basically same-sex marriage, right? That's what they did. And the problem with this bill is when you start to go into it and look into it, it's not been signed into law yet, but I mean, you know, Biden will do it. Is that it does not protect religious liberty. And they're like, oh yeah, it does. It totally protects religious liberty. Like, it's not going to come after churches and it's not going to come after like pastors, but it is going to come after small business owners. So if you're a Christian small business and like, let's take, for instance, Jack Phillips, you say, you know what, I just don't believe in that. That contradicts my own personal beliefs and my own, walk with God. And I just cannot condone this. So I'm not going to bake that cake, or I'm not going to sew that wedding dress, or I'm not going to cook those cookies, or mow that lawn, whatever. Okay. It does not allow people of faith to object. And so then they're looking at lawsuits, right? So that is a huge issue. That is a huge concern, right? But then this, like, and this is, these are my thoughts, because I'm watching all this and I'm talking about, look at the, you know, where we are in the world right now. Look at the global stage. Look at what just happened with the Senate signing that, you know, pushing this forward. And I didn't come on and I didn't talk about the shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs. I don't cover shootings. But I will note that after that happened in Colorado Springs, immediately the first thing that went and were being attacked were Christians, even though it turns out it had nothing to do with a Christian, it had nothing to do with conservative. The person that the suspect is actually part of the LGBTQ community. But the first attack was on Christians. And it's only going to intensify. So I don't want to be like super negative here, but it's only going to intensify. It really is. It's going to start with Republicans, right? Already, you know, Republicans are horrible. Oh my gosh. And then it's going to go to conservatives. Okay. Conservatives are the bad guys. They're the ones. Go after the conservatives, you know, down with the conservatives. And then it's going to completely narrow to Christians. I mean, that's what the Bible says is going to happen, right? So we know it's going to happen. So when you start to see this, it's not like, oh no, you know, right? And they will be vilified and we will be, I mean, who knows? The Bible lays it all out what will happen to Christians, and it's not fun. It's not pretty. It's not exciting, but we know how the story ends, right? I mean, we know in the end, God wins. So that's what gives me joy in this time. And actually it gives me joy because I'm like, I can't believe I'm living in this time, right? I really can't believe I'm here. And there's a lot of stuff moving towards that direction. Another thing I want to hit, and I'm not going to take too much time, although I am already at 17 minutes here, but is all these cryptocurrency deaths. Have you guys seen this? These billionaires that are huge cryptocurrency. I mean, are you guys following this story? Well, there's a lot of cryptocurrency billionaires that are dying, like mysteriously dying. And so I started to look into this and I'm like, this is strange, right? And then you start to see like cryptocurrency really starting to take a dive. And if I was a villain, if I was, you know, a Dr. Evil of the world, I would want to completely bury cryptocurrency. I would want it to plummet and I want it to be destroyed. And then I would come up with my own single digital currency. That's if I was a horrible evil villain that wanted to control the world. That's what I would do. So I really am keeping an eye on this whole cryptocurrency, digital currency stuff that's starting to kind of become a little bit more public. It was underground for a long time. And now we're starting to see a little bit more. I believe India has completely fully implemented this. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see this in the near future. Now, with that comes all sorts of stuff that's biblical, right? So it's just interesting to me. It's interesting that we're here. It's interesting that a lot of this stuff is happening around the world, that you've got, you know, a guy in France talking about a global order. You've got World Economic Forum saying that they love what China, the model of China, that you've got digital currency kind of looming out there. Complete attack on free speech. They're really going after Elon Musk. And I'm not, I love what Elon Musk is doing on the forefront of free speech, but I never go all in on anyone because I'm hesitant. And, you know, Elon Musk is involved in some stuff that's interesting to me, like the whole Neuralink thing, which is basically a machine controlling the body. Like it's intermixing both. So that kind of gives me like a little, okay, let's just store that over here and remember that that's going on too. But I do totally support him in the whole free speech fight and how much Apple. And I mean, I think the European Union just announced just like 30 minutes ago that they might be removing Twitter. Because unless they completely implement policies and do what they say and control free speech. So we're in very interesting times, guys. We're in times that you got to stay vigilant. You got to stay aware, but you don't walk in fear. You do not walk in fear. You're not to fear, to fear not. And we fear not because we know how the story ends. We know that good prevails. We know that God prevails. And we know who we are in Christ. At the end of the day, like, that's really all that matters, right? I mean, and live for eternity. This is just a moment. Like, this, all this, just, it's a moment. What matters is eternity. And so I'm excited for, I mean, we're coming up on the end of this year here. What does 2023 look like? And I know, like, and people are, you know, we're heading into another election. So yeah, once you hit 2023, you have more presidential candidates coming forward. You kind of launch into that. It's like a whole other thing. And, you know, people complain about the voting and the voting machines and all that, you know, it's a fair elections, all this stuff. And I think we definitely continue to fight on all fronts because that's what we're called to do. And I will say this every single time because I do feel like where I'm called to say this is that we just occupy. That's what we continue to do. You don't throw the towel in, you occupy. But you also are very aware of the fight we're in and the battles you pick, right? Don't waste your energy. Don't waste your energy. And remember that our fight primarily is not against flesh and blood. Right? It's a spiritual battle that we're in. And sometimes I do think that things will happen because they've been spoken to happen. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, and no amount of, I don't want to say no amount of prayer, but sometimes it's supposed to be because God has to orchestrate something that we can't see yet into being. So I think it's very important to be sensitive about how we pray, what we pray, and to be sensitive about where we're at in time. And that's just kind of where I'm at. And in that, I'll tell you, is incredible rest because there's trust. Like, I trust God. And I'm not naive and I'm a stupid Rachel. You're so stressed, you know, you're trusting way and you're trusting God. Like, but for real, like I do have a peace, regardless of what lies ahead, regardless of what's coming, regardless of all the noise, God is on the throne. He is seated on the throne. He is high and lifted up. The train of his robe fills the temple. And we were called for this time. And I'm not gonna get caught up in the frenzy of it all. I feel like I watch some people and I'm like, just take a breath. Like, just breathe. Right? Like, just because God is in this. Like, he's not like just absent. He's in it. He sees it all. And with that, like, is extremely comforting for me. Like, it really is. Because I know how the story ends. So I'm not going to get caught up in the middle of all of it. And I'm going to continue to share Jesus. I'm going to continue to share what really matters. I'm going to continue to occupy and fight for things that I believe in. I do believe in conservatism. I do believe in individual liberty. I do believe in our Constitution. I'm going to continue to do all that. And at the end of the day, I'm going to just say, okay, God, do what you got to do, right? God is righteous. In order for him to be righteous, he is a God of judgment. And there is justice in that. And judgment can look harsh sometimes. And I believe that we're heading into that season. So I could expand on that later, but there's a lot going on in my mind on all of that and where we are in time. But I just want you guys to be sensitive to that. So those are kind of my thoughts. I wanted to address Balenciaga, China, the crypto deaths, which is, what is that? And the Senate voting on the Respect of Marriage Act, because it does not respect people of faith and their beliefs. I think that was it. So look at a few of your questions here. There's no higher power in my opinion. Well, now we can get into theology here, Keith. And I talk to my husband. I love talking theology. And I always come back to this, like, you're walking in the woods, okay? And you stumble upon a watch. Who made the watch, right? Like, how did the watch get there? There is something greater that designed all this. There's no way I'm sorry. There's no way possible that just poof, all of this came into being. That's crazy to me to even, I think that takes more faith to believe that something comes from nothing. Something comes from something, right? There has to be something. And there is a higher power. And he is the creator of heaven and earth. And he does have an opinion. And he loves humanity. And I think a lot of people say all that because they've experienced trauma. They've experienced extreme grief and trauma. But then you got to go in and start to talk to that individual about the trauma that they've experienced and the drama that they've experienced and the pain that they've endured. And then they detach themselves because they don't want to believe that a loving God would allow something so horrible to happen, right? But what we forget is that we live in a fallen world, okay? God, when he designed heaven and earth, he created mankind, and then he gave mankind this planet. When you study Genesis, he gave it over to Adam, right? And he said, be fruitful and multiply. And replenish this earth, right? So, and replenish, I mean, that's that. What does that mean? Like, then you go into like pre-Adamite, but that's what he said to Adam, right? And then what did Adam do, right? What did Adam and Eve do? Eve was in the garden. She turned and gave to Adam, who was with her. At that moment, sin entered the world and there was a separation. That's when they immediately noticed that they were naked. Right? There was shame. There was embarrassment. And that is when immediately their split took place. And then God, once he gave this planet to mankind, you don't come back in and take it back. He is a man of his word. God cannot lie. He can't intervene then once that happened. Right? So then mankind has continued to distance themselves from God. The only way that God can penetrate into this world is through his Holy Spirit, which is alive and living in Christians around this country, around this world. And it is our job to be the light and love of Jesus, to walk with authority on this planet. And that is how God intervenes, right? I mean, we could take forever on this. We could do a 24-hour live on God and the existence of God and the human race. And maybe I should. No, it's not God permitting bad things. God gave us free will. Yes. Satan is the one. Yeah. And the Bible clearly states the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to give life and life more abundantly. So if you see stealing, killing, destruction, that's not of God. God says, I come to give life. And life more abundantly. That's why abortion is such an abomination to him, because he is the creator of life. He is life, right? Evil is always working to win, but it won't. Yes, in the end, it does not. Praise God. Let's see here. But a lot of people that struggle with that is, and I think we need to be strong on apologetics. I think that being able to defend your faith and why you believe what you believe and knowing the scripture and knowing the word of God is essential. Someone here does not like Trump, Mike. Trump is a pompous, who happens to be an excellent and courageous force in the White House. That's true. He cannot be bought. What else? What do you guys got? What do you got? What do you got? I really needed this. Thank you. Oh, praise God. Good. And I have a whole thing on that. I actually just kind of dove into like, free will and, like, and that's, there is, and there's natural occurrences too. So not everything is from Satan or evil attached to Satan. A lot of it, natural things happen because we live in a fallen world where destruction takes place. And when you see good, because God is good, that is God shining into your life. So, I hit Balenciaga at the top, Yuli. So check that out once I close out this live. I had some thoughts on that. What else you got here? The devil is a great deceiver. Yes. And you know what? You know what? Deceiver is so important to know that he comes to deceive, right? That's what Satan comes to do. And you know how deception usually takes place? You get offended. Someone offends you. Something offends you. And And that's when there's a door open to be deceived, right? Okay, let's take Eve in the garden. She's in the garden and Satan comes and says, you know, God doesn't want you to eat this because you'll be just as smart as he will, right? So she gets offended that God doesn't want her to be as smart as he is or as knowledgeable. So she immediately gets deceived. She gets offended and then she's deceived. So don't walk in offense. Don't let people offend you. And I know that's hard to do. It's extremely difficult to do because I've had people that have really made me mad or really hurt me. I mean, guys, I, especially doing what I do, I've had family and friends and there's a lot of pain. And I had to just give that to God. I had to be like, you know what, God, I'm going to release them and I'm going to forgive them because I don't want to have that seed of offense in my life. I don't want to be so offended that then I'm deceived and then I can't really see. I want to see. I want to see what's coming. I want to see where we're headed. And I don't want to walk in deception or be deceived in any way, especially with these times we're living in. So, I feel like not enough people understand that we are to occupy. Amen, Shelley. We are to occupy. And I think, and what God's working with me in, on right now is the authority that, that Christians have, the authority that we're able to walk in because we are heirs of Christ, right? And if we're heirs of Christ, then when Jesus says in Matthew 28, he says, all authority has been given to me, right? Jesus says that, right? And so that all authority, like all authority, he has all authority. And then he calls us sons and daughters, right? So if Jesus has all authority and we're heirs of Christ, then we too have all authority. And it's learning to operate in that and to not shy away from that and really start to dive into what that really means for your life here on this earth. Yeah, stay sober. Amen. Do you have any ideas about how to mobilize pastors and churches more? Jax Hibbs is a great example. Yeah, pastors need to speak up. I have no idea. And they use this, the act? I can't remember what it is. The Johnson Act? I think it's the Johnson Act or something like that, where it's like, oh, we can't talk politics from the pulpit. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can totally talk politics from the pulpit. There's no, you're allowed to speak out however you want politically. Like, so that's the Johnson Amendment or whatever. That's just a complete excuse. Pastors should be speaking out. All right. What else, guys? Most of us Christians forget we are living in a world where 1/3 of the angels had fallen. Satan vanished from the kingdom. Yeah. That's true. Well, it's spiritual, right? We are living. The spiritual world is more real than our world. Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? Like, it's there and it's real. Have you touched base on the Santas movie? Oh, what is that? I don't know what that is. So no, I haven't. Oh, was that the Disney flop? Was that it? I don't even know, but that makes me happy. too bad for Disney. There is a military branch that could have been mobilized. I don't know what that means. Are you talking about 501? Yeah, 501c3. 501c3s are allowed. You're allowed to talk politics. It's not an excuse at all. So anyways, spiritual war in plain sight. Yes. Yeah, Eric texted. I've been told to read that, and I need to. The letter to the Christian church. We would have lost the military, the Revolutionary War. Amen. The Black Robe Regiment, right? From the Revolutionary War. It was pastors that were speaking up, rising up. Okay. Tim Allen. Oh, there's a Tim Allen? Is it on Disney? Because we got rid of our Disney. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but once they came out and they're like, yeah, we have an agenda and we're like putting stuff in movies for children that like pushes our agenda. And I'm like, okay, then no, like we're just going to, no. And that's the thing. Like, What has happened to family-friendly movies? Can we not just go see a family-friendly movie? Most parents, and I do speak for the majority of parents, I do believe, whether you're Christian or conservative or not, you don't want to go watch a movie with your family and then have to come home and have like a serious heart-to-heart discussion about the movie. You want to go, relax, watch, laugh, and then go on your way. Like they're introducing like hardcore topics that are extremely complex over children's heads. And then they're like, now you got to go like have a real just, you know, 8-hour talk with your children about what they just saw. Like nobody wants that. We just want to go watch a movie and just sit back and have some popcorn and some M&Ms and just watch a good show and then be on our way. I don't know why they're having to like push this agenda on us. It's ridiculous and nobody wants it. I mean, are they actually interviewing like just middle America, right? Like, and listen, if you want to address hard topics, if you want to be like, yeah, we want to really go deep into gender identity and pronouns and all of that stuff, then create like a streaming service for that. Like, just go do that. Go do your streaming service. And then people could be like, you know what? I really would like to have an 8 or 9 conversation, an hour conversation with my daughter about gender identity and fluidity. So we're going to go get this streaming service and we're going to watch these films that really dive deep into this stuff. And that's what we're going to do. Then go do it. But I don't want to. I just want to watch a happy, silly movie that's lighthearted and funny that doesn't have a lot of subliminal messaging. So that's how I feel. From what I've seen, the churches around here are far too welcoming. See, listen, I see LGBTQ and there's a ton of people on here that are right. And I love you guys. I still love you. I love you. And God loves you. But I don't think that we're supposed to bend biblical values and principles so that everyone feels accepted or you can love someone. This is what needs to be said. You can love someone like I do. And I have people like that I know. I can love them without accepting every single choice they make, right? For some reason, we've gotten in this weird zone where if you love someone, that you have to accept everything that they do and then praise it. And that's not true. That's not love. Right? Love is honest. It's truthful. It's real. It speaks the truth. And that's what true love is, right? This world has perverted love. Okay. Jesus is the ultimate symbol of love, right? You want a symbol of love. You want the best picture in the world of true love, the most romantic love story there ever could be. It's Jesus hanging on that cross for us. That is true love. So anyways, with that, I think I'll end it. All right, you guys, God bless you. And stay vigilant, stay prayed up, read your Bible, know what God's word says. And I need something funny. So give me comments on satire. It's like I'm in this moment right here where it's for me, because I do have an acting background and I have a little artistic side to me. You have like ups and downs with art. Like if you're an artist, you know this, where you're like totally like where you have too many ideas. And then you have like moments where you're like, okay, I got nothing. And I feel like I'm in one of those got nothing moments right now. So if it hits me, you'll see something. If not, I'm just going to wait it out until it comes. All right, you guys, God bless you. Share this video and we'll talk soon.